Proclamation number 7807 of 25th of January, 1961. Moses. Prophets in the Old Testament. See also Book 82 NR 7804. You may never doubt my love, for I am not only your God and Creator but also your Father, from whose love you emerged. And it is my fundamental love which can never change, which will never diminish and which therefore only needs to be recognized in order to be reciprocated. But the fact that you do not recognize me in my love, that you are far more inclined to regard me as a God of wrath who unjustly and mercilessly condemns when his creations have sinned against him, is a consequence of your past sin of rebellion against me. When you reversed yourselves in your nature, which was pure love, you were also no longer able to recognize me myself, for all your thoughts were wrongly directed. They deviated from the truth. They could no longer grasp anything correctly, and my adversary ensured that this darkening in you became ever deeper by fighting against all truth, because it was in his plan to plunge you into complete ignorance of me in order to prevent your return to me. To dethrone me, above whom he had exalted himself and was the first to fall away from me. As long as you had not been redeemed from this original sin, it was impossible to recognize me in my nature correctly, and therefore you also fell into ever greater sins as a human being. You rebelled against me, you sinned against your fellow human beings, and through all these sins you yourselves had conjured up a state that you had become increasingly more enslaved by my adversary, who now dominated you and increasingly more incited you to sin. My love was no longer able to support you, for you had become completely inaccessible to it, and now only laws could be given to you by the Almighty Deity to ensure your existence on this earth in the first place, for my adversary wanted to destroy because he believed that he could thereby snatch my power away from me. And these laws only ever demanded that you humans acknowledge a power over you, for you were no longer able to recognize and acknowledge love as a result of your sin. But people whose hearts were particularly hardened did not want to bow to this power either, because they were influenced by the one to whom they had submitted themselves and whom they acknowledged as their Lord. My will was switched off in all these people. There was no possibility for their God and Creator to make himself heard, for they completely belonged to my adversary. And only the children of Israel still knew me as God and Creator, whose power they acknowledged and feared. Which is why I always led them out when they fell into the power of others and called upon me in their distress. Nevertheless, they did not recognize me as a God of love, as their Father, because they were darkened in spirit as a result of the sin of their past apostasy, and this great guilt of sin first had to be redeemed before they could be brought the light in which they also recognized me as their Father. And if I allowed prophets to arise amongst those peoples, they were driven by my spirit. They had to speak what I wanted to say to people through their mouths, but it was not their own light which shone forth in them, yet it was able to bring about a change of heart so that people now sought their God and Creator, and then I also let myself be found by those who are of good will. However, people were only able to recognize me as love after my crucifixion, after Jesus Christ's act of salvation, which meant the redemption of their original sin, and then the light broke through in those who lived love themselves. For the strength to do so now came to them from the grace of the act of salvation. But then they also recognized my true nature, which is love, wisdom and power in itself. then they themselves were permeated by the light of realization. And then it was also possible for them to distinguish truth from error, which will always creep in where the darkness of spirit was unmistakable. Amen.